most obvious example of a minor sixth to me is Beethoven, right? That from, but there's a slight difficulty with this example. So far, I've been teaching you, as I mentioned, the intervals ascending, and I haven't been teaching you descending, and it's a lot of math, and I think you're better off just sticking with this for right now. And so when I analyze this to this, it's actually a major third down, which is the same thing as a minor sixth going up. Okay, now I don't want you to go crazy on this, but if I played the up to the sixth note of this, do re mi fa sol la, and then go down a half step, there's our flat sixth. And so what I'm actually analyzing is 8 to 6 to flat six, if that makes any sense. So from 8 to flat six is actually a minor third down, as if, I don't want to confuse you, but if this was the tonic, then you could sing, oh, bloody, the distance from here to here, is a major third, all right? But in this case, it's going down because we started with the upper note. All right, do you see what I mean, how this gets sticky? So what I would say is, analyze it from the lowest, from the tonic and octave lower. So you're actually going to go, and there's your minor sixth. Okay, I didn't know what other examples I could use from popular music, so I actually went online to look it up, and there's an example of Johanna from the musical Sweeney Todd from Stephen Sondheim. And it sounds like this. I feel you, Joanna. Okay, so from, that's a minor sixth. Problem with this one, according to my little way of presenting, is that it's this starting note is not the tonic to the key. So I'm just explaining how I learned the intervals. You know, I learned everything in relation to a tonic, not to each other. And in this particular song, you know, the tonic is actually the second note. So it's actually third. Because if you were to sing do re mi, there's your third. Does this make sense? So in my head, it's 3-1. But as we suggested in just a second ago, the a major third up is the same as, I'm sorry, a minor sixth up is the same as a major third down. So if the tune went, I feel you, Johanna, then that would be a major third, but instead it's a minor sixth going up. But if you were going to learn the intervals in both directions, that would be a lot of math. So I would just say do ascending for right now. Be willing to take one of the notes down an octave. Okay, so go back to our Beethoven example. Take that first note. That's the sound of a minor sixth. Okay, all right. Moving on from that. The minor seventh. My favorite example of this is maybe a little bit obscure. It's from Jimi Hendrix's Stone Free is the name of the song. Right in the beginning of the song, before the tune really even starts, you hear two harmonics. Harmonic is where you lightly press the string on the 12th fret or the 5th fret or 7th fret or any fret, but those are the most common. I shouldn't say any fret because, but according to the Pythagorean analysis, you know, those are the points where the waves line up. I'm not going to get into a big physics thing right there, but if you do it right at the 12th fret and lightly touch the string at the 6th string and then do it on the 4th string, that's how the intro of Stone Free sounds, and it's the minor 7th. And that's how I personally learned the minor seventh. I went on the internet on this one too for the minor seventh, and it's the tune Somewhere, and it goes, "There's a place for us." You may recognize that from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. The intervals in this case, the tonic is and the intervals are fifth below to fourth above, 3-1-6 below. So, yep, that's the same minor seventh as in the Stone Free we heard. You know, it's the same as. The only difference with my example is that the first note we heard was the tonic, which is in keeping with the rest of my whole system, if that makes any sense. So yes, the distance between a fourth below and a fifth above is a minor seventh. And the important thing is to just hear the interval regardless. You know, perhaps I'm going one unnecessary step too far in analyzing where the tonic is, but I'm just describing how I learned it all. So there's your minor seventh. Now, just to summarize, we're kind of out of time. I would have liked to make examples of minor songs in minor keys that you could analyze the intervals of, you know, but that would be your next step in your ear training journey. Good luck and have fun, and we'll talk to you later.